Rescue Centre at 6. Wales is separating from the rest of the UK over the relaxation of coronavirus restrictions over Christmas. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says he isn't changing the rules that will allow three households to meet up over 5 days from next Wednesday. But the Welsh First Minister, Mark Drakeford, is doing something different.
Only two households should come together to form an exclusive Christmas bubble during the five-day period.
Originally, it was thought that this was only going to be guidance, but it will now be the law in Wales. There's separate advice for Scotland, but First Minister Nicola Sturgeon isn't changing the three-household limit. A court in France has found 14 people guilty of helping Islamist terrorists who launched deadly attacks in 2015. One target was the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. Another was a Jewish supermarket in Paris. Exposure to air pollution has been recorded as a medical cause of death at the inquest for a 9-year-old in London in 2013. It's thought to be the first time a death's been logged in this way in the UK. The sentences given to three teenagers for the manslaughter of PC Andrew Harper in Berkshire won't be changed. His widow, Lissy Harper, says the decision at the Court of Appeal is disappointing. In football, Sam Allardyce has been appointed as West Brom's new head coach on an 18-month contract. He's replaced Slaven Bilic, who was sacked after his side's poor start to the Premier League campaign. Stephen Warnock played under Allardyce at Blackburn.
We enjoy going in every single day, and at the end of the week, there's a result at the end of that. There's hard work, there's graft. You want to work hard for him, not only for him, but the staff as well. And he's a charismatic man in and around the training ground.
Pressure on Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta headlines the games just kicking off in the Premier League. They're at home to inform Southampton. Later, leaders Tottenham go to champions Liverpool. That's the latest. I'm Georgina Campbell.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98FM for my show World Wide Web. I am back in the studio this week and I have got some great stories and some great load of songs lined up for you today. First song as always this week is Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
No thumbs to get out to the end. Now that
hello everybody. You are listening to World Wide Web here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm in the studio again with my co-host Paul Webb.
Hello. Hello.
With me once again. I can't believe next week is Christmas.
No, no.
Next week, it will be my Christmas Eve show.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah.
That's a thing now, isn't it? Christmas
yes.
Eve Eve is actually a thing.
Yes, and especially for that show, I haven't told anyone about this yet. Actually, I might have told
Breaking
you.
Breaking news.
Yeah. I'm just going to play Christmas songs. Just Christmas songs, as it's the Christmas Eve Eve. Because I can't play them on the 25th, because I'm not here on the 25th. And then I can't play them on the 24th, because I'm not here on the 24th. But then I am again live on New Year's Eve Eve. I'm always live on the Eve Eve.
Yeah.
See? But yes, so next week will be just full of Christmas songs. Obviously, I will play. I will have some stories lined up as I do every week. But
and
all
we'll
the songs.
Some fun stories. Nothing yes. serious next week.
No. But talking about serious stories, the main one this week is about the COVID-19 vaccines have begun. So we knew about this. Was the first vaccination last Tuesday?
I think so.
Am I right?
Yep.
So yes, we've known about this for a week. And I have said previously on my show that I don't like talking about the coronavirus because my show is meant to be like a happy show, but this is a happy thing.
Yes, it's a good
COVID-19
story.
Vaccination. So it's nothing bad about COVID. It's light at the end of the COVID tunnel.
Yeah.
COVID
it's
now
been
has
been a long tunnel as well.
Yes. I think it's been here since. We don't actually know when it first actually started, like officially started. Like it could have been here in December or this time last year.
Highly likely, I'd have said. Yeah, over a year now, I reckon.
But it only start. We only really think of it as March, because that's when we really went into lockdown, end of February, beginning of March.
Yeah.
That kind of time. So on the 8th of December, 19-year-old Margaret Keenan became the first person in the world who wasn't part of a trial to be given the vaccine of COVID-19. This vaccine is a medicine that prevents people from developing the disease. So, for example, COVID-19. The UK has ordered 40 million doses of the vaccine, which have been made by two companies called BioNTech and Pfizer.
Pfizer, yeah.
Pfizer.
Silent
Pfizer.
P.
Pfizer. Yes. So who will get the vaccine? So the first people in line are care home residents, people aged over 80, NHS staff and care home workers. Then it will be given to people over the age of 75, then descending in 5-year age groups until everyone over 50 and people with health conditions have been vaccinated. The UK's first batch of vaccines will be used to protect 400,000 people against COVID-19. People need to have two doses of the vaccine given 21 days apart. So people, for example, my age, unless, as it says, unless you have a health condition, which means that if you end up catching COVID, it can be very deadly to everybody. But for people who, for example, have asthma or something like that, it can be really, really harmful to them as well. So most people, for example, my age, we won't get it until everyone who's older than us will receive it. So as I said, people over 80, NHS staff, care home residents and care home workers will be the very first people to receive the vaccine. But to help slowly stop it, you can get the not really stop it, but to try and help, you can get the COVID test.
Yeah.
So you know whether you have it or not. So if you have it, then at least you know you're aware of it. So then as soon as you find out your results, you can go into isolation to try and stop the spread. And if you don't, you know that, yes, you're still allowed to go, you're allowed to go out, but you should still be careful because you don't know if the people around you have it or not, and have had a test.
And, you know, let's be honest, it's not a time of year that people want to isolate. Everyone wants to be together and see friends and family.
Yes.
Obviously, all in restricted numbers and households and things now. But I have to say, we had the test on Saturday. We phoned.
Yeah.
It was Friday night, I think we made the bookings over in Chelmsford. Changed one, I think, Saturday morning.
Yep.
Had the test Saturday afternoon, got the results back Sunday afternoon. Yes. Really, really good. Negative results.
They were all negative.
But it's
good.
Really good, really easy to get tested now. There are test sites all over the place.
There are permanent ones and pop-up ones.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye out.
Yeah, and get tested for the sake of your friends and family that you're going to see.
So, is the vaccine safe? So, following trials with 44,000 people, independent experts say that BioNTech Pfizer vaccine is safe. Dr. June Rain, the head of the agency that tested the vaccine safety, says, "We have carried out a rigorous scientific assessment. The public's safety is always being at the forefront in our minds. The trial showed that the vaccine is 95% effective in stopping people from developing COVID-19. At this time, the Week Junior went into press and it was unclear how long the vaccine effects would last or if it stopped vaccinated people from passing on the virus, which I'm not too sure if we know right at this time either, whether we know if it stops people from vaccinated people means it stops them passing it on, or if it just works and they won't get it for a period of time and then they might have to have it again. So like the flu jab where you have to have it yearly, something like that.
It's too early to tell yet, but either way, at the moment it's good news and it's about time we had some good news.
Yes. So will children be vaccinated? Children are not on the list to receive the vaccine. This is because the older the person, the higher their risk is getting seriously ill from COVID-19. This is why older people are the first in line to get the injection. Most children are considered at a low risk of becoming very ill. So what are people saying about the vaccine? So after receiving her injection, Margaret Keenan said, "My advice is to anyone offered the vaccine is to take it. You can have it too." Matt Hancock, the health secretary, said people should still follow the rules and to protect vulnerable people, and he hoped restrictions might be lifted in the spring. It's important to continue following rules, social distancing, wearing masks and washing hands often. So you obviously need to make sure that you do carry on doing all of those, even if you know someone who has been vaccinated. And you think, okay, well, they've been vaccinated, it doesn't mean I have to social distance or wear a mask or wash my hands. That is still very important because it might be fine for them if they've had the vaccine. Obviously, I don't know, but for other people who you might come in contact with, you never know if you might have it. You might be asymptomatic, which is the reason they're doing mostly these tests, to pick out the asymptomatic people who aren't coughing, haven't got a sore throat, a headache, losing their taste, losing their smell, stuff like that, but still have it in them.
Yeah.
And can spread it to other people, whether it's friends, family, or elderly relative, or even just strangers. You might be walking down the street, you might literally sneeze, one sneeze, and those particles can go and it can travel to another person who you never know might be affected more by it. Might be affected more by it than you might be.
And it's an important message because, you know, right at the very start, back in sort of March time, the loud message was wash your hands, you know, more than 20 seconds every time.
Yeah.
Wash them constantly throughout the day. And I know that the government strapline is now hands, face, space.
Yeah.
But the hands bit is almost, I don't know, seems to, maybe it's just me, but it seems to have been a little bit forgotten. It's now, you know, wear a mask.
Keep your space.
Try and keep some distance between people.
Yeah.
But actually the hands bit, you know, I don't know, maybe the message has been a bit diluted, but it's still very important.
Yes, to make sure you wash your hands, if there's no sink, you can't wash your hands properly, to just always carry a little bottle of hand sanitizer around with you and do that where possible. But as always, as it's not Christmas Eve Eve yet, we've got two songs this week, and I put on my Twitter, which is, if you don't know, is @web_worldwide, which two Christmas songs should I play this week? I'm not going to tell you in second place, but in first place is Santa Baby by Kylie Minogue, which had, ready, 83% of the votes.
Wow.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa Baby by Kylie Minogue here on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, though, it's time for World Wide Web. This is World Wide Web. Around the world time. So, three stories from the double page spread in the week, Junior. So, the first one this week. We are in Singapore this week. So, well, our first one is. So, no kill chicken goes on sale for the first time. So, chicken meat grown in a laboratory, ooh, very posh, is going on sale in Singapore for the first time. The meat is grown from cells of real chickens. No animals are killed in the process. This is the first time the meat is being approved for general sale. there is severe firms developing cultivated meat. It is sometimes called. It is thought that this new type of meat could become an environmentally friendly way to feed people. So I understand, but it's not meat then, is it?
No, I mean, that's just bonkers. Have we not learned enough from tampering with foodstuffs over the last year? Just no.
Well,
if you want to eat chicken, eat chicken. If you don't want to eat chicken, don't.
Eat corn chicken.
Processed. I mean, that's just madness. Sorry. Utter madness.
So what is our next and where are we going
next? I'm
going
to give you a better story, a much more feel-good story. We're off to Paris, France. Paris, where a hotel, the Hotel Avenir Montmartre in Paris, to be exact, which obviously hasn't really had a great deal of guests through the whole pandemic, has decided to open its facilities and has given rooms to a homeless charity. So that homeless people in Paris have got somewhere to stay over over the Christmas period, I think it is. So they get three meals a day, they get their own room, and instead of living on the streets, you know, they're a bit safe and warm.
And they're in a nicer area.
Yeah, and one of the people that has been interviewed is a gentleman called Ibrahim, and he said that when he came to the hotel, he could see the future and thought that the day will come when my life will change. So it's really nice. Gives them purpose and a sense of positivity.
Yes. So, and now we are off to New York in the US, where a historic church has been damaged by a large fire. So, on the 5th of December, a fire caused severe damage to an 128-year-old church in New York. The church was called Middle Colite Church and was home...
Sorry, and you gave me the Montmartre story because you didn't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, yes. And is home to the city's Liberty Bell. The bell is said to have rung in 1776 to mark the birth of the US when 13 American colonies declared themselves as an independent country. It is even older than the famous cracked Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia cheese. There's not a cracked bell in the Philadelphia cheese.
Basil.
Yeah. Yes. Firefighters put out the fire in a few hours, but the conditions of the bell is unclear. So...
unclear as a bell?
Yeah. Well, it's not very clear.
Sorry.
Of the condition of it. Whether it's in a okay condition or whether the fire has caused it a lot of damage. So that was really around the world, wasn't it? From... Singapore to France, then to the US.
Yeah.
Yes. I always like doing at least three, because I get to say two and you get to say one. So you actually get to have your own story instead of talking about a story that I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was a bit confusing. Thanks. Talking about a story that I'm talking about.
And I got the feel good one this week. That's nice.
Yes, you did. And our next one, which I'm hope that your feel good story made you do this, and I really hope it does. Our next song this week is Smile by Katy Perry.
Yeah, I'm playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got that best smile. I'm so playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Day, going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long hard road to get that redemption, but no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back the smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby. See me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. 2.0, remodeled. Used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie. That eagle trick saved my life. Now I Got a smile like Lionel Richie. Big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive, just like I'm the Fijis. I wanna leave the best of the '80s. Yeah, I'm playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Gotta say it's really been a while.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainbow. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on.
Was Smile by Katy Perry and Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Next up, we have the last 2 weeks, it was a food debate. This week, I thought we'll go back to a food talk this week. And I know you will like this one because it's got one of your favourite foods in.
Good. What is it?
No, you've got to Tell me what your favourite food is.
Well, narrows it down. Cheese.
Whoa.
Straight in.
Yes, that is correct. So, there's 254 cheese pizza that broke the world record.
That's a lot of cheese.
It's a lot of different kind of cheese. Did you know there are 254 types of cheese?
I didn't, no.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably more than that, but to put 254 of them on a single pizza, that's extraordinary.
Yes. So a chef has earned the Guinness World Record for the most varieties of cheese on a pizza. Benjorti Brussel used 254 types of cheese on a normal-sized pizza.
What? How?
I was waiting for your reaction. I was waiting for your reaction. 254 types of cheese on a thing on a normal pizza.
That's
what?
Insane.
Yes. He beat the previous record, which was held by Johnny DeFrancisco, whose pizza boasted 154. They're both 54. So he got 100 more varieties of cheese on his. 154 varieties of cheese. It was thought the pizza cost £750 to create because Brill had to buy so much cheese. Guinness World Records released a video of him tasting it. I wonder what it tasted like. Because
cheesy.
Really?
Well.
But some cheeses, as you probably know, don't go together. And there's 254 of them. Mm. Varieties of cheese, different types of cheese. There must be some which just don't go together on that pizza. And it's a normal pizza. Just imagine a normal pizza, not an extra large pizza, just a normal pizza.
I mean, that must
And it's got 254 types of cheese on.
Pretty thick layer of cheese.
I don't know. Probably. Because if it's a normal pizza with a normal base, and remember, it's still got tomato sauce on.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to a restaurant. Can I please have a cheese pizza, please? Yeah, here you go. They bring it to you. That's a lot of cheese. A lot of cheese. The layer
cheese.
Say,
what cheese would you like? And you said, well, I'd like cheddar, Stilton, Emmental, Jarlsberg, blah, blah.
You're not
going to
hear name 254 types of cheese, are you?
No.
That'd probably take up the whole show. Next week's show.
I'd run out after about 12, I think.
Okay. But 254 types of cheese.
Impressive.
That is a lot. Yes, it is very impressive. It would be very, 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 very cheesy. Very.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Are you making me feel that maybe I am somebody? Party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. With all these people all around, I'm crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where I'm supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, but now I think that we should stay. 'Cause
Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. No, I don't like nobody but you. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. You, baby, yeah. Cause I don't care, don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear.
Disappear.
You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody.
Maybe I'm somebody.
I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah.
Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah.
Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. And now it's time for our two little stories. So our first one is shout out for Quiet Station. So Burnley Arms in Norfolk, England has been named Britain's least used railway station as it served just 42 passengers in a year. That's
well, this year.
Or in a year.
Yeah, this year's well, a bit wait, different to most.
From April 2019 to March 2020.
No.
So not exactly a year, but almost a year. And they only had 42 passengers. The station, which is only one short platform with a small wooden shelter, is on the track that runs from Norfolk to Great Yarmouth, which I said, in the east of England. It was close to much of 2019, but because of engineering work. In February 2020, it reopened just before the coronavirus outbreak led to the fall in numbers of people using public transport. Britain's busiest railway station was Waterloo in London, which served nearly 87 million passengers last year. That's a big difference. 42 passengers in a year.
82 million.
And yeah, 87 million passengers in a year.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. A very, very big difference.
It's nice that the railway keeps going, though.
Yes. Because
like the little one that we've been on from Sheringham to wherever it goes.
Somewhere else.
I know that's had a few more than 42, I'd imagine.
Yes.
But that's a nice little railway.
Yes, but that one is very small.
But 42.
Yeah, and it must be a very quiet station. To work there, you would barely see anyone. If 42 passengers in a year, that wouldn't even be one per day.
Well, no, it's not even one per week.
Yeah, so you'd be just, sometimes you'd just go to work and be sitting there. And no one would turn up.
No.
Would you still get paid for it, though?
Are you busy today? Yeah, we had a passenger.
How many? One.
A passenger,
yeah. Very, very, very busy.
And they bought some Maltesers.
Wow.
I don't know why Maltesers.
Yeah.
Other confectionery is available.
Yes. And our second little story. This one makes me really happy. Family finds koala in their Christmas tree.
I hope this is in Australia.
Yes. When the McMornbick family from Australia returned home on the 2nd of December, they saw a surprise Christmas decoration on their tree. At first, they noticed ornaments on the floor. Then their dog rushed over to investigate. When Amanda McCormick got closer, she realised there was a koala in the Christmas tree. I could not believe it. I was shocked, she said. It was right in my face, this beautiful, gorgeous koala bear. McMorbit called wildlife experts, who carefully removed the koala and set it free in a nearby tree. Why don't you keep it in your Christmas tree? An early Christmas present. Here's a koala.
Yeah, I think it probably needs to be back in its natural habitat. It's lucky, because a lot of koalas have died in the Australian bushfires.
Yeah, so. Which is it's really weird to think that was only at the beginning of the year. End of last year, beginning of this year. Something like that. It just shows that how fast it's gone and how many things have actually happened this year.
Yeah, I know.
With the fires, then COVID.
Yep, and the US fires. So they're distant memories, aren't they? Even Brexit.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fact that Brexit is so imminent.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just been COVID, COVID, COVID. Except if you're a koala.
Yes, but that story does make me smile.
That's a nice story.
Yeah, a little koala bear. You come home to a little koala bear in your Christmas tree. Although you wouldn't really be happy if there was like a whole load of pine. Why would you put, I don't know where they were, but why would you put a Christmas tree up and then go somewhere? Like from the amount of time for a koala to manage to get into your house and climb a Christmas tree.
I don't imagine that takes that long.
True. But where, why?
You're assuming it was inside as well. Obviously, Australia's climate is very different to ours. So they might have even had the tree out on their porch or something.
Yes. But it said when they returned home. So we don't know where they could have been.
Super
we don't know
sleuth.
Where they. Huh?
Super sleuth. Doesn't mean that home. It doesn't mean went indoors.
Oh.
Who knows? Maybe they've got a cat flap. The koala climbed
well, they have
through
a
the
dog.
Cat flap.
It said they have a dog because the dog rushed
Maybe
over to investigate.
Yes. You don't know. Maybe they left a window open.
Maybe.
Maybe the koala just broke in.
Naughty koala. You don't break into people's houses. Very, very naughty. But next up, another Christmas song. We have got our second Christmas song of the show today, which has, ready? Not as much as the first one. The first one is still on 83%. Our next one is One More Sleep, which had 15% of the votes, which is a very big difference to 83%.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Snow was falling all around us. My baby's coming home for Christmas. I've been up all night inside my bedroom. So I wait and I wait, but I've had as much as I can take, 'cause I got 5 more nights of sleeping on my own, 4 more days until you're coming home, 3 more dreams if it were mistletoe, 2 more reasons why I love you so. I got 5 more nights until you're next to me, 4 more days of being loved.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
I can't live without you. I know I did you wrong. I know I did you wrong. And it's my fault. I'm sorry. I can see my whole world changing because of you.
One More Sleep and Sorry by Joel Corey. Have I ever said this? But saying Sorry by Joel Corey. I can't say it now. They rhyme. Sorry,
yes, they do.
And Corey. I'm pretty sure I have actually said that before.
Managed to say it.
Yeah, I managed to say it. Like, I didn't this time. But that is all from the show this week.
So soon?
Yes. The show goes so fast. But I'm very, very excited for next week when it's just Christmas songs with some... We'll try and get Christmassy stories. We'll try and get our food talk to be about something you'd eat at Christmas. Whether it's chocolate, like advent calendar chocolate related maybe, just something Christmassy related for next week's show. But as I said, that's all from me. And if you have any Christmas songs which we might have played last week or the week before that, or even if we played this week, the Christmas songs that you liked, make sure you do contact me. You can either contact me on my Twitter, which I said earlier, which is @web_worldwide, or on my Instagram, which is worldwide_web_phoenix_fm, which are all lowercase, and I'm pretty sure that's the same for my Twitter as well. But as I said, that's all from me, and I will be back next week with more from The Week Junior. I'll now leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and The Orient Hour. And remember, new week, new news here on World Wide Web, the best World Wide Web there is.
Even if you do say so to yourself, quite rightly so.
Yes, and you'll be back tomorrow, won't you?
I will be, yes. Special guest in the studio tomorrow, Mr. Mark Butcher.
Oh.
He's a cricketing and now a music legend. Great show.
And so I hope you have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
You'll always be my number one. A whole lot more than good enough. Oh. Giving everything I've got to gain every second lost. 6 years just ain't enough. With you, I'm happy being me. Don't pretend, cause I don't need to. I'm 1,000 miles from home. Never on my own. When you whispered down the phone. Well, I guess we never saw this coming. Halfway around the world calling. But I just want you to know that I'd have all I need. You were standing right in front of me. Half of me. I'm still up, it's 4 a.m. Is this Amsterdam or Berlin? I'm just waiting for the day I finally get to say these words face to face. Well, I guess we never saw this coming, halfway around the world calling, but I just want you to know is that I have all I need. You are standing right in front of me. For me, I'd have all I need if you were standing right in front of me. I'll finally see what it means to be complete. Don't need to spend my life chasing gold.